Get on board the Wholesome Wave. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Former Undersecretary Gus Schumacher's newest venture, Wholesome Wave, is benefiting disadvantaged consumers and farmers alike. American Farm Bureau's Tracy Grandin has the story.
Just because he's no longer with USDA doesn't mean he stopped working with farmers. Former Agriculture Undersecretary Gus Schumacher now chairs Wholesome Wave, a foundation that works with farmers markets to ensure that disadvantaged consumers have access to fresh produce.
What we do is look at nutrition and how can we work with farmers and have farmers become healthy food hubs. There's 40 million people on food stamps now. It's costing about $70 billion. People on food stamps can eat healthy, eat fresh, eat local, and nourish their neighborhood.
There are 160 farmers markets in 20 states participating in the Wholesome Wave voucher program. Schumacher explains how the program works.
Let's say this person is on food stamps or a young mother and children receiving WIC benefits, that if they would take their food stamp card to a farmers market that has a wireless system, they swipe the card for $10 or $15, and then our foundation will give that farmers market another $15 so that that person, that family, or that mother or child will get $30 in free food and vegetables.
Wholesome Wave has recently launched a new program called Veggie RX.
We're going to start giving out in some places vegetable prescriptions. The doctor will say, here's Vegetable RX, and they'll write a prescription for you to take to a farmer's market to buy $10 to $15 worth of fruits and vegetables a week. They come back and measure your blood pressure. And if your blood pressure's gone down a little bit and you're on Medicare or Medicaid under the new health bill, those doctors can then maybe get reimbursed for the fruits and vegetables.
Tracy Grandin, Washington.
And the popularity of these markets is growing. 160 this year compared to 50 markets last year. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.